Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Happy Tuesday, Magic in action tonight as they get set to go for the front end of a back-to-back. They're up in New York. That means they will take on Kyle O'Quinn and his New York Knicks. The Magic entering at 22-54, opposite of those Knicks at 27-50. It is a 7 o'clock tip time, so what does that mean for you? Turn on your ears, turn on your radios at 7 o'clock, and get set for the Magic Radio Network. Magic with just a few games left to go. You want to make sure you catch them. They're in action tomorrow night down at the Amway Center. And just a reminder, it is never too early to secure your tickets for the 18-19 season. Enjoy every Orlando Magic home game during our 30th anniversary season for as low as $12 per game. All you got to do, call 407-89-MAGIC to purchase your 18-19 full season plan today. Okay, the propaganda's out of the way. We got our reads. We did our due diligence. And now I want to welcome in the only guy I want to talk to today. And his name, of course, is the great, the one, the only, Richie Adubato. And Richie, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing well, Aaron. No problems with that. Just, we're winding down. As you pointed out, we're playing in New York tonight, and we got Dallas here tomorrow, and we got three more home games. That's all we got. So as far as the NCAA, you have peaks and valleys in every league, no question about it. Villanova was sensational, no question about it, against Michigan. I'm sure everybody that watched it felt that they dominated once they got into the second half. And there was an unheralded star named Dante DiVincenzo.
Yeah, how about that? 31 points off the bench for Villanova. Richie, I looked at that team and I saw them just run roughshod over my Kansas Jayhawks on Saturday, and I was watching them, and I'll tell you what, if there is about as good of a coach team in college basketball right now, it's that Villanova Wildcats team. Some of those guys that Jay Wright did that with, they weren't highly recruited. Now, a lot of them were top 100 guys, but they completely bought into what he is selling, and that was the most impressive thing to me, Richie.
Well, yeah, I mean, in success, we know when you win two championships in 3 years, he's just a terrific person. I've talked with him. I don't know him real well, but I have a background with Villanova. That goes way back.
Oh, it's not that far back, Richie. Don't be silly.
Well, how about 1985 when Rolly Massimino and Mike Fratello won the national championship?
Richie, I'm going to make you feel old right now, but I was not alive in 1985.
Well, I was only 5 years old, but I liked the game, okay? But anyway, I was there because they were two of my best friends, and we know that Rolly passed away about a year ago. Mike Fratello was the assistant coach, and they beat Georgetown. It was a major upset, so that was, when my background with Villanova, because they were there for quite a while. But when I talked to Jay Wright at the Dick Vitale Gala, because he's always there, the fundraiser for pediatric cancer, that's coming up May 11th. He was always, to me, you could tell he was very knowledgeable, but he was always humble, okay? And he just seemed like a good person. And he has a great way with people. And I'm talking about, obviously, he has it with his players because he gets the production. You can see him on the sideline. He stays cool, calm, and collected. Once in a while, he has to show a lot of emotion, which he does. But for the most part, he's a player's coach. And obviously, the knowledge that he knows that he has about the game is prominent, especially in the last 2 or 3 years. But we've known that for a long time.
His Villanova Wildcats won last night 79-62. And Richie, just to kind of go back to what you're saying, look, I don't bet. I don't put money on any games, but I do like to see where the betting lines are when they come out. And Villanova's line over Michigan entering last night's national championship game was it was the largest point spread of any national championship game played in the NCAA tournament ever. And that just showed how dominant his Wildcats team has been this year. And it shows how good of a head coach he really is.
Oh, no question about it. And the success is right in front of your eyes. And obviously, when you're in the NCAA tournament and you're getting the millions of viewers that are watching you in most of your games, especially when you get inside the Final Four. You know, he's got it. There's no question about it. He's, I would imagine, Coach of the Year coming up.
Yeah.
Or so, I would think he's leading the group, that's for sure.
Richie, what's it say about a head coach that wins two national championships? You know, because a lot of them will win one, you know, and a lot of guys at the NBA level have won one championship. But when you get back and you do it with a completely different roster, especially with the way the college game is now, where kids are coming and going and you're having to input your pieces, what does that say about a coach that can do it twice in 3 years?
Well, I'll tell you what it says. First of all, he's very knowledgeable and he can adjust because you have different players. You're going to run different things, both on offense and defense. And then when you're talking about the championships and winning your league and being successful and the pressure all year of everybody coming after you, there's a lot of psychology involved. Understanding the feelings of what your players are going through when you're having a run like this, the pressures that you get from the media nowadays, and everybody has a voice, as we all know, in sports, because they can do their Twitter.
Yeah, the Twitter. They do the tweets.
It's not Twitter, is it? It's Twitter.
No. It's okay. Definitely not Twitter.
Yeah, see, I don't do that. My friend Dick Vitale has like a couple of million on his.
I was going to say, he's an avid guy on there.
Oh, are you kidding? He wakes up 5 in the morning and starts. I mean, this guy has more energy, and he just loves the game, and he loves his position in basketball and in announcing. And so, you know, he's up there. I said one thing for him one time because he begged me to do it, right?
Yeah.
This was about 5 years ago. Real quick story. All right. He said, you have to say something. You have to say something. I said, okay. This was when San Antonio was rolling. Right. And they had the big three. Okay.
Yep.
I'll tell you, Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker. It was Parker. Okay.
Okay.
So Parker was the point guard. So I said, my only tweet, Parker is the best point guard in the NBA now. Okay. All right.
Did you get hot takes galore back?
We got about 100,000 came back on Vitale's thing, and hear what they were about. Has Richie ever heard of CP3? Has he ever heard of
so you got fully ingrained into the social community.
Well, wait a minute. So I said, Dick, I told you I didn't want to do this, but I got an answer, and then don't bother me again. He said, what's your answer? The answer is he has four rings on his fingers. How many do they have? And I'm not saying another word, okay?
All that matters is championships.
We got no reply on that one, okay? So, you know, and that's it. I'm done.
Oh, that's great. Right now, talk with the one and only Richie Adubato here on Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. My name is Aaron Berlin. Thanks for joining us. Magic do play tonight. They begin at 7:30. It is the front end of a back-to-back. Richie will be at his post at the Perch at Amway Center tomorrow with his broadcast partner. But right now, we're reliving that national championship game. And, okay, Richie, and this was something I talked with Dante about a little bit last night, and I do think the lines between the college game and the NBA game, from a talent-wise, they're drastic. But from the coaching ranks, I believe they're starting to get blurred a little bit more. You know, we used to live in this world where you coached in the NBA and you didn't coach in the college game. You coached in the college game and you stayed in your role and you stayed in the college game. Well, now, when you look at, we saw Fred Hoiberg the other night, you have Billy Donovan in Oklahoma City, both those guys are seemingly, it looks like that Bulls team is playing hard for Hoiberg. It looks like Donovan has figured it out in Oklahoma City. What is the biggest difference between coaching at those levels, and what is the hardest thing about going from one step to the next?
Well, it's a giant step, I can tell you that. I came into the NBA, I was a college coach, Division III, wasn't Division I. Came in with Dick Vitale, who had done an unbelievable job with the University of Detroit in Detroit, so he got a chance to get the Piston job. You start off with a number one, you're dealing with a mature person, okay? In college, you may have 18, 19-year-old, but, you know, you can go up, you can go from 20 to 30 or 31 in the pros. You're dealing with a mature person. You're dealing with now millionaires, okay, millionaires who are pro players, which sometimes may adjust an attitude or two. But, I mean, basically, it's being able to win their confidence First of all, they got to believe that you know what you're talking about. So when you have a system and you back it up with drills and film and whatever, that helps you. But you have to understand they're very sensitive. They all are. They're all there because they're great, but now they're among a lot of greats. Okay, so you have to be cognizant of the way they think. But how about this? You know, you go from playing 30 games to playing 100. Okay,
yeah.
You're playing 100 games. You're playing 8 exhibition, 82 during the season, and then now the playoffs are every one is a 7-game series. At one time, it used to be 2 out of 3, and then 3 out of 5. But now, you know, for whatever reason, we know what it is. They play 7 games all the way through. You're talking about when you get into June, you started playing, working out in September. You started practice in October, and you're at June 14th or whatever before you win the championship. When I was here with the Magic, when we went to the finals, okay, as you know, I mean, we were into June. All right. So you have to understand and be aware that sometimes over the course of the year, especially young new guys, that they're going to wear out. They've never seen anything like this. The other thing you have to be that you really have to understand, and you don't notice until you've been in the playoffs, and players don't notice, I can tell you, because they always say, and I was with Ubi Brown, and Mike Fratello, Rick Pitino, and a lot of basketball minds. Ubi said when I came in to the league, you know, You got the preseason, then you got the season, then you got the playoffs. And each time the players raise their level of play. So when you get into playoffs and they're playing for championships and they're playing for the gold and they're playing for, we know the money that you receive, that, you know, they're all playing 110%. And there are a lot of guys that have told me over the years that, Coach, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe how difficult it was. When I got into the playoffs, all of a sudden you have these great athletes playing as hard as they can, okay, every single minute of the game, okay? And if you go back, like what Ubi told me, like guys will play in the summer, and we'll get calls from college saying, I played against him yesterday, I scored 20 on him, I should be in the league. They're just trying to stay in shape. Then when you get to training camp, again, they're trying to stay in shape and they're trying to learn and understand and get ready for the season. Then comes the season and then comes the playoffs and then comes the real hard hitting, the emotion and the physical toughness that you get. So all of that is a learning process. And as a coach, you have to learn that too. Be aware of their thoughts and how much, you have your starting, it depends. Some guys have a starting 5 and then they have a 6-man and then they play 10 guys every night. Some guys play 9, you know, but you have to be aware of this long season. And then of course, injuries are the biggest factor as we can see nowadays, as we look around, look at tomorrow night without Porzingis. Okay.
Absolutely.
They were over 500. They were on a roll looking to be a playoff team. Porzingis, you can't lose star players. I lost them. We lost them here. We lost Shaq. We lost Dwight. We lost Penny.
And you're right, Richie. Every franchise at some point does lose big guys. But how do you respond from that, and how do you build? That's the mark of a great coach. Congratulations to Jay Wright last night, winning a second national championship in a 3-year span. What does that do for the Villanova basketball program moving forward? A lot of people have called them a blue blood. I'm not quite there to say it. I think they're a great modern team. I think they're in the same stage as UConn right now. Well, when we return here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, we'll talk about what this Magic team has going forward. 7:30 tip time tonight in Gotham. All that coming up around the bend.
A lot of people talk about clarity, they talk about color, they talk about the size. The cut is the most important.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire talks about the most important of the 4 C's, the cut.
The way the diamond is cut is 60% of the value.
Keith says it's like comparing two men who weigh the same but don't look at all alike.
One may look like Tim Tebow and the other one looks like me. I highly recommend you stay with Tebow.
International Diamond Center.
Buy the one that looks like Tim Tebow.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Hey, welcome back. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center rolls along on this Tuesday afternoon. Richie Adubato joins me. My name is Aaron Berlin. Thank you for joining us. Magic are back in action beginning at 7:30 tonight as they get set to take on the New York Knicks in the Empire State and in Gotham. We spent the entire first segment, Richie and I did, talking about Jay Wright, what he has accomplished at the college game, and I guess as I welcome back in the one and only Richie Adubato. You know, Richie, sometimes this is on completely opposite ends of the spectrum and from one coach talking to another coach. I guess, you know, we hear about all the coaches that have great runs, you know, like Greg Popovich, who go through championship runs, like Steve Kerr and the team that he has in the Warriors. But what about coaches that are on the other end of the spectrum that are very, very talented, good coaches that sometimes the roster does not reflect what they're doing? For you as a coach, when you saw coaches who were going through tough times, and I know the coaching fraternity is so close and so tightly knit, what types of things would you do? Would you reach out to them? Would you give them a vote of confidence? I mean, what are some things that other coaches do to console other coaches?
Well, yeah, I mean, we are a fraternity, and so we do have many, many friends. When you talk about, you know, my friends, Dick Vitale, Yubi Brown, Mike Fratello, Dick Mata, Rick Pitino, guys that I have worked for over the year. I'll make this one statement. I guess you could throw Popovich in this, but in the NBA, when you don't have a star player and you don't have talent, you don't win. All right. I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to give you Dick Mata, Pat Riley, Larry Brown. Okay.
Yep.
These are all Hall of Fame coaches, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. And they have all had seasons. Mata, when he was in Dallas, I came as his assistant, where they were 21-61. Pat Riley, when they were rebuilding in Miami, they were like 21-61. Okay. Larry Brown, when Larry Brown was rebuilding, Houston? No, it wasn't Houston, but in his rebuilding stage. So Hall of Fame, you can go through them all, and you will find that the only guy that never had a rebuilding team, so therefore did not have a losing record, okay, is our fellow that coached Chicago and coached the Lakers, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he's never had a rebuilding situation. When he was in Chicago, he had Jordan and Pippen and Rodman.
And then he was put in a rebuilding situation in New York as the president.
Right, exactly. But that's the first time ever that he was involved in a losing situation because he had great personnel. You can go down the line of Hall of Fame, and you will find when they started out as a rebuilding coach, they had records like that. 21-61. And people don't know. If you win 20 games on a rebuilding situation, actual start of a rebuilding, you did a great job. They don't know that. So the only example I can give you is you can look up these Hall of Famers because they couldn't do anything until after 3 or 4 years when they started to win.
Absolutely. Okay? Right now.
And if they were lucky, like when Mata came to Dallas and he had won the championship in Washington, the owner said, look, we're giving you 5 years to win because we know how long that happens. But that doesn't happen very often.
I was going to say, Richie, and you know, you can be told that. You can be told that you're going to be given 5 or 6 years because when you come in with a new front office, you know, at the beginning, all you have is time. At the end, 3 or 4 years in, when pressure starts to build and you're not winning, you don't get that time, do you? And it just adds more pressure to it for a head coach.
Oh, no question about it. No, you don't get it because, we've seen it. Over the years, you've seen usually in a rebuilding state, it's the third coach that has good players and starts to win. Sometime the fourth coach, and I'm not going to name any people, but you can just look back and you will see examples of that because the first couple of years with the young guys. Now, there's one chance, and that is if you get a franchise player in the draft, like we got Shaquille, we were able to do it.
Right? Oh, yeah.
We got Dwight. We were able to do it. New York got Patrick Ewing. You get franchise players, yeah, you can do it in a couple of years. But if you just get your average players and good players coming out of college and going into pros, it takes them 3 years to really know how to compete and play in this league. And when coaches have these, I like to give them the example. But the biggest thing is you got to stay positive, and you got to continue every day in practice to try to motivate them the best you can. And then there's always this, so you know. They're always playing for themselves also, for their careers and their livelihood. So, you know, you keep them going with that. you know, a lot of times where, you know, don't forget, you guys are developing, you're getting better and better. You're going to have a long career, but you got to keep driving. You got to keep working hard. You got to have the energy and the passion that you need to make it in this league. And we're going to keep going.
Richie, I only have about 45 more seconds, but I did want to ask you this just to build off that. Is that what's so impressive about what's going on with Brett Brown and the Sixers team? That's an organization that has given that head coach time. He's been with them all the way, and now he's finally reaping the benefits of all the years that he's been in helping develop those guys.
Well, that's a very good example because they hung with him because they thought they knew he was a good coach, okay? The injuries there were outrageous, as we all know. So that, I would think, would help them understand that this poor guy, you know, we've got all these picks, but they're all missing three quarters of a year, half a year. So we got to give him time because we thought he was good to begin with. We know he's good. And now it's turning out to be fruition because they're getting healthy and he's proven that he can coach. But that doesn't always happen. A lot of times because of the pressure, coaches are fired. They bring in another guy. But like I say, Aaron, it takes 3 to 4 years to rebuild. And then it all depends on the talent that you get either from free agency or from the draft. We were lucky here, very, very lucky for a long time because we were able to get franchise players when we got them. But the franchise players are not there that much anymore because they're so young. They're 17 and 18 years old, so they could be, but it's going to take them 3 years to be franchise players.
Absolutely, and sometimes it's hard to be able to tell which ones are going to be the guys that can transform your franchise, like a Donovan Mitchell this year. Hey, Richie, thanks so much for doing this. I know you had a busy day.
Okay.
I appreciate you taking the time. It's always so great to talk to you, and I'm ready to hear you with your partner tomorrow night.
All right, we'll be there tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
Dallas Mavericks, my old team.
But hey, you got a new team now, and it's a better team, right? All right, thanks so much, Richie.
All right, talk to you. Take care. Thanks.
That was Richie Adubato. Catch him with his partner tomorrow night as the Magic is set to take on the Dallas Mavericks. They play at 7:30 tonight. Check us out on the Magic Radio Network. That does it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.